Ed and Rizan Ferrelli on 2FM
with Virgin Mobile. Go from scrolling through stories to creating your own. Freedom is calling. Virgin Mobile. Bring on amazing.
And we're going to over to Romania now to catch up with Julian Hills. Julian, how are you?
Hey, Jen. How are you?
I'm good. Now, Julian, you and your son, Oisin, were on at the end of March about the work you were doing helping refugees near the Ukrainian border. Can we start the catch up by talking about Rita? Who is she and how is she doing?
Rita, yes, absolutely. Well, I think when I spoke to you, we were on our way to Moldova to do our kind of first kind of pickup. So we did. We drove up to the border, a place called Polanka, which is this little sort of finger of land which goes, it sort of points into the Ukraine. It's sort of surrounded on three sides by Ukraine. And the first person we picked up was this girl called Rita, who's from Mykolaiv. And I don't know, your listeners might remember around about that time, there was a picture that was on all the news of a sort of a big administration building. It's like, it's almost like somebody had punched a hole in the middle of it. Well, that was around the corner from her house. So obviously she'd kind of got out. And so she was first in the van, and then we ended up going up to the capital of Moldova, picking up another two families and going back to Bucharest. One of the families ended up in Rome, which is great. The other one in Istanbul. But Rita has ended up with us. So she's living in our house in Dublin at the moment with Oisin and my wife. So kind of happy story in a way, you know.
How old is Rita?
Rita's 23.
Wow.
And she's absolutely lovely and she's brilliant. And I have to say, hats off to the Irish, because she was processed and got a PPS number and was sorted. And she's just, you know, she's flying it. She's got herself a little bit of work. So it's just amazing.
She's,
you know,
just getting on with it. That is incredible. What a lovely story. I mean, your stuff on Instagram is great and you're doing it all with a real respect for the people. But does the gravity of it, does it hit you from time to time?
It does. I mean, it does. I mean, especially the last one, because my other son is with me now, Joshua, and we were actually in the Ukraine the other day, and we were dropping a big aid drop to this church, which was being used as a sort of distribution hub. And we drop it off and we turn around and go back, but you realise, like, the next step in that chain are these people who are pulling up in their kind of scruffy-looking vans, and you know, they're tired looking, and their job is to take it to where it's needed. And that's the real tough stuff, you know. There's the kind of the geographical border, and then there's the real border, which is us handing over from safety to the people who are going into danger. And it is, you know, you do see it every now and again. You really do. And just the way people look at you, and
Tell us, it is. Of course, it's going to hit you. I don't know how you do what you do. You're incredible. Can you tell us a little bit about just remind the laundry you put together for people?
Oh, yeah. No, well, that works out. That works out a treat. So this is one of the kind of the satellite camps for the longer term refugees, people who've come to sort of Bucharest, and but they don't want to go too far, basically. Like all these people, they just want to go home.
Yeah.
So some people have decided, rather than traveling further afield, they want to hang around as close as possible. So there's a couple of sort of satellite camps, and one of them is in a place called Targovishta, and they basically, they were struggling. You know, they had a couple of a dryer and a washer in a boiler house, and it was just all a bit random. So Oisin and I, we went down and we used some of the money that people had donated, and very, very simply just built a countertop and shelves and kind of and sort of did simple plumbing in and stuff like that. And it just means there's three machines in a row and a place you can put your washing and fold it and iron it, and a place you can put the washing up.
Have a bit of dignity. Detergent.
It's so simple in a way. It's so simple, but it's just, that it's stuff you take for granted, but you know, so it's just something we could do, and we did, and it was great, you know.
You're raising funds now. What's that for?
Yeah, I mean, this is really for this group who we're working with, based in Bucharest. It's kind of six churches and two NGOs working as a sort of a body called UBC. And they are really the hub for all of this activity. They're organising these kind of 12-van convoys that we've been going on to deliver aid. And you can kind of go out with the aid and you come back with the refugees. these humongous shopping expeditions to big supermarkets where literally spending thousands. You know, you're not going and buying a few dozen cans of tomatoes. You're buying a pallet of tomatoes. You know, we're turning up with sort of four or five vans and filling them and then leaving. And then that's being sort of transferred into lots of other smaller vans and sent out on the convoys. So it's an enormous operation. And these guys are just, you know, individually, all these people, they've been helping with sort of disadvantaged people in Romania and the Romani community and you know, teenagers and drugs and all the kind of usual stuff that happens in countries. But because they have this infrastructure, it's just they've adapted it to deal with this situation. And it's just working really, really well. But it's nearly all voluntary and they're working pretty much around the clock. Well, they are around the clock because there's refugees staying in these hubs, you know. So one way or another, it's around the clock. So that's just a bit of support. So we've raised about $4,500 for them at the moment, hoping to raise a little bit more just towards some of the big shops and to get them another van because they've been spending a lot of money renting them, you know.
And how can people donate if they're listening now and want to give a few quid and do something nice this bank holiday?
Oh, great. Well, the one I've set up is called Air Aid, excuse the pun, E-I-R-E-A-I-D. Air Aid, and that's on GoFundMe platform. Okay,
GoFundMe.
And if they go on GoFundMe platform, they can either go through there. Or I've also listed a bank account, which is the direct account for these people in Bucharest. So they can either go through the GoFundMe or they can use that direct bank account. Either way, it's going to go to them.
Okay, you know? Air Aid on GoFundMe, deadly. And how's Josh? Your other son, Josh, is there? Is that right?
He's here next to me.
Hi, Josh. Hiya. How are you?
I'm all good, yeah. Thank you.
How old are you, Josh?
I'm 16.
You're 16. Are you just doing this to get out of school?
partly.
How are you? How are you doing over there?
I'm doing really well, actually.
Okay.
It's quite mad, though. It's very different to what I'm used to. Really, it's
absolutely
the polar opposite, really.
But it's sort of what you're supposed to be doing on TY. Anyway.
Yes, exactly.
You're on TY. What an experience! But it must give you an awful dose of perspective when you go to these places and meet these people. Julian, I think you're deadly. You're amazing in what you do, and your sons. I know Oisin was there. He's just gone home, and now you've Josh with you. Keep up the good work. Thank you for taking the call and fair play. And if you want to follow Julian, it's at Julian Hills 5 and Air Raid on the GoFundMe. If you want to donate a few quid and help him out. Julian, stay safe and I'll talk to you soon, okay?
Thank you so much, Jen. Appreciate it.
Bye. Cheers. And bye, Josh.
Jennifer Zaffarelli. Weekday morning from 9 on 2FM.